Okay.
It's my first time being the expert.
I'm going to go with the rhyming motif of the night. This one's called War, very simple. I hear a woman singing in the H carol I hear. Every night she prays, Lord, see my baby boy today. He's gone off to war I hate, one in which I have no faith, and one that defines a heart's weight, one with the inevitable fate. Paradise is bliss you'll miss. And now I hear a soldier singing, the mechanical carol I hear. I march the line and I sing, to the beat of my luggage cling. No rest, no food, no sleep, the motto of a tyrant sheep. Seven places to make mothers weep, mothers that I'll never meet. Paradise is bliss they'll miss. Now I hear a boy singing, and the sorrowful carol I hear. Soldier, you've given me bliss, but that I've just dismissed. I've thrown it all away in insult to your pain, and all I can do is pray that you survive another day. Paradise is bliss I've made you miss. And now I hear a man singing, and the curious carol I hear. Men destroying the world that I have unfurled. Why so eager to fight? I see no reason, no right. I just see stupid men too afraid of fright to live their lives. Paradise is bliss you'll all miss. Thank you.
Philip, just so I know, next week, is it Philip Deptura?
Deptura.
Yeah, okay. We have that. Next we have Simon, what's your second name again?
Aronson.
Simon Aronson. Thank you very
much. Okay, here's one called People's Stories, written about the miners in South America that got out successfully. And it was a big news story all over the world. Good news stories are too few and far between. It takes 33 men trapped half a mile underground to get the media to share a common theme and watch as extreme rescue turns out safe and sound. The surveys to find them and technical design, small boreholes for basic needs to survive. Aware of all the problems, hoping all is fine, the cooperation needed to bring them out the mine alive. Differences forgotten, entranced by breaking news. In half the time predicted, the capsule's journey starts. The president from Camp Hope, bursting with pride as views of relief and joy spread virus-like. Our global family, together, not apart. And the epilogue in Icon. I don't remember the last feel-good global news, but I hope there's more. Thank you.
Amen.
Thanks, Emma. Next, we have Max Street.
Go, Max.
You ready? All right, Max Street.
I'm going to be a short story about this, I think. Okay, I'm not too fond of ivory towers, but anyway, here goes a quick one. 15th and Charlesons. They abound in many forms of the high pulley, fascinated by their own abundance, so high in their ivory tower, to bequeath their crumbs across the being numbed, they look down to perceive, where truly they are the cause of the very same disease. All are pompous in their peacockery of half-known truths. And emperors have seen cloaks of half-sewn cloth. Speedily they approach the podium. They assembly with their odium. All Philistines, so pristine, issued their keenest of degrees, are the noble as the portrait. Charlatans, hemi half as the fun, is not too scoop too low as they reproach it. Or the quickie, and then the other quickie, and these are the fisher. But anyway, absolutely plagiarist. I think if you write
Bags, today, Bags, you have to leave space between one and the other so people can applaud you. Alright, walk away, you've plenty of time.
Okay. Accidentally plagiarist. I think everybody's guilty of this because we all regurgitate things we don't realize we're doing. So first, Alforest, Oracle, and Limbic systems with such biologically original adage and stages. Next, I found myself in a place with no appliances. Oh, on fire am I, oh stages page. Then the snow, gnawing, sense of familiarity, release pangs, gotta let it go. This may not be mine, you know. Lost in mists of dense undergrowth, froze, reposed, in auditory memories repository, is regurgitated. My prize is neutralized for decommission. Now needs must unmesh my terms of reference and reconstruct this construct, jammed down, frozen over, maybe hoovered up. Free will, is it instilled? Old brew fermented and distilled. A recycled, reprogrammed, uploaded, reload. Judge, please don't judge me. I'm an accidental, unwitting plagiarist. It was not my intention, because I thought it was divine intervention. Words not stolen, but borrowed in innocence. And I don't deserve this dishonor, Your Honor. That's quick. Enough.
And above, Mike, thanks. Next we have Charles Clark.
Something for St. Patrick's Day. It's not my own. It's translated from the Irish by James Carney, whom I used to know in a very distant past, from the Colloquy of the Ancient Men. And in this, Patrick is looking for a pool to baptize both populations. And he asks these two guys where he can find them. One of them responds, "Well of Trod O'Bond, lovely or pure clipped watercress, since your verdure has been neglected, no growth has been allowed in your brookline. Your trout out by your banks, your wild swine in your wilderness, fine for hunting the deer of your crags, your dappled red-bellied fawns. Your mast on the tip of your trees, your fish in the mouth of your streams, lovely the color of your arum lily, green brook in the wooded hollow." And he adds, "The poem, with its reference to fish and game, reminds Patrick of food." So he then invites everybody to a kind of banquet, especially the older guys.
Thanks, Charles. Next we have Michael O'Callaghan.
I just have a short excerpt from W.B. Yeats to share with you, if that's okay. Musing about what it means to be Irish this evening. A cliched thought, I know, but why not on the 17th of March? Wondering if I could quote from some Irish poet what would come to mind. And this came to mind, and luckily Sue is live on her mobile, on her smartphone. The jars run on when the greater dream had gone. Confusion fell upon our thought. Irish poets, learn your trade. Sing whatever is well made. Scorn the sort now growing up, all out of shape from toe to top.
their unremembering hearts and heads, base-born products of base beds. Sing the peasantry and then, hard-riding country gentlemen, the holiness of monks, and after, porter drinkers' randy laughter. Sing the lords and ladies gay that were beaten into the clay through 7 heroic centuries. Cast your mind on other days that we in coming days may be still the indomitable Irish Ree. Under Bear Ben Bulbin's head in Drumcliff churchyard, Yeats is laid. An ancestor was rector there. Long years ago, a church stands near. By the road, an ancient cross. No marble, no conventional phrase on limestone quarried near the spot. By his command, these words are cut. Cast a cold eye on life. On death, horseman, pass by.
Ah, Jesus.
Okay, I'm definitely going to pronounce Cedric's name wrong here, okay? Next we have Cedric Bigond.
Yeah, that one, right.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, to answer to Michael, when it comes to stereotype, until the time I got here, actually, I kind of thought that Irish people were mostly red-haired leprechauns.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm going to them. Actually, retrospectively, it's better that way. So, it's all about perspectives anyway, which is pretty much the piece I wrote tonight. So, perspectives. How foul, all empty. We expect others to fill in. With little to no explanation, we want them to get the feeling. Watch me. Oh, it was heard. But not everyone understands your body language. Am I not special? Yes, like the rest of the herd. Shall we hit you on or up? From which angle shall we engage? Does anyone really know Does anyone really know what we really are to observe? Atoms on top of atoms. Randomness spawned systems. Law, belief, and God, regardless what we serve. This reduction, however, is nothing less than universe dance. We may fixate on what's fresh. Either sick, healthy, thin, or fat. But quite few will wonder how, in the box of flesh, is alive the soul of the cat. Schrodinger beings, floating in life as in sea. Are we sinking or swimming? And we struggle, splash around, sending toward another, emotional tiny tidal waves no one sees. Are we thinking or screaming? We do not understand each other. It is no obligation. In a way, we are all sister and brother. The whole trick is truly to shift your angle of perception.
Thanks, Eric. I saw a kind of like anxious movement down there. Is there another poem down here? Where are you going?
No.
Me?
Who are you? What's your name anyway?
Doug.
Dr. Patricia Hiramuchi.
It's a bit long-winded. some of you may remember a poet, a Cork poet, called Donal O'Shiacon. He and I were partners for 27 years.
He was my husband.
A year and a half ago, he was diagnosed with cancer. We decided to get married, and he died 3 weeks later. So it was his dying wish that I bring out his collected poetic works, which is this book here, that's called The Flame Lives On. And I'd like to, I think there's 350 odd poems here, and they're all pretty good. And I didn't know which one to read, so it just kind of opened at this one. And he wrote it when he was in hospital in Limerick, where he lived his last few years. And well, I'll just read it. It's called This Drenching Night Drags Slowly On. This drenching night drags slowly on. Outside, the lashing wind and rain bring me Orahali's interrupted sleep here in this hospital bed of pain. I almost share his black despair and the bleakness of his soul-wrenched song at barbarians deconstructing Erin, his indignation at that monstrous wrong. Well that his bones are in McCarthy's tomb and his troubled spirit now at rest, as chief Irish poets take golden chains for their silence in our land distressed. As our Noonans, Gilmores, Martins too, in a nation that we claim is ours and free, slash, cut and dismember all around, devoid of shame or any human decency. We cannot curse the stranger now for this. The avarice few have impoverished all again, as fleeing youth and generations yet unborn pay the price for insider greed, stupidity, and sin. Donal was a poet in the ancient bardic tradition of Ireland. And he was a political poet, he was a love poet, he was a poet of nature, but he was also a poet of the spirit. And I'd like to read you one of his spiritual poems here, which kind of summed up the man.
Donal was the Munster Slam champion.
Yes. That's
right.
What year?
2008, I think. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. He was the All-Irish champion for performance poetry. He won the Limerick Cushla competition as well for performance poetry.
Champion.
Sorry, I'm really sorry, but it's champion. Perspectives, here it is. Page 30. This is one of my favourites. I'm doing favourite poems. Perspectives. Today I made a poem. That line, said a friend to me, is straight from bardic poetry. I had but used what came naturally, as rains that fell on Yvonne O'Rahilly, who, unlike O'Brudair, did not foresee poets dispensing with all legacy, content to weave sheer verbosity and blindly lead the blind to territory of their own irrelevant obscurity. But I will still walk by moor and tide, for there is no anger, pain, or pride. My hand deep in the wounded side, along the silver stream my guide, through rugged valley, dark and wide, with all past and future undenied, but curbed to that ever sighed tranquility for questers of reality. Thank you.
very much. I assume you want to buy that book? You certainly do that. Oh, look, we've come to the end of the open mic. So I'll just leave you with one. Oh, yeah, we forgot about Patricia. Patricia.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Rob. Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Alright, okay. No morning poem to the sweetheart hearkens, followed into exile by the raging moon. No loved one left behind feels the town darken, nor a sweet madrigal of fate slowly out of tune. This is how it feels when the dark is love is straight, when the bright love of life of dusk has decayed. Thanks.
Thanks, Patricia. Everybody looking at me odd. Everybody else I've forgotten? Okay. I'd like to leave you with this one thought. If you know the point of balance, you can settle the details. If you can settle the details, you can stop running around. Once you stop running around, your mind will become calm. When your mind becomes calm, you can think in front of a tiger. When you can think in front of a tiger, you will surely succeed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.